Give any credence to the prophecy or not is really an important approach. So just give the data, and don't be afraid to give your opinion on it. And Don wants you to,
He's not
going to mention it. Because when he talked to me about it, I mean, he was clearly uncertain about it, and he wanted to have somebody study it. Yep. I know a quote like that can just get
part of the only people for
that. I know it.
Not part of the
people. Make sure you make that point.
I'll do my best, boss. One question before you start. Was the Pentecost 50 days after
Passover, but it's technically in the Old Testament, it's marked not from the 14th nor from the 15th, but it's marked from the Feast of First Fruits, the Day of First Fruits. When they counted, and in fact, that's what they were told. They were to count from First Fruits 50 days for the Feast of Weeks. That First Fruits, of course, would be and there's some debate about whether you take it as the morrow after, it's a phrase, the morrow after the Sabbath, whether it's the morrow after the first of the Sabbath that marks the beginning of the feast, which would be the 15th, in other words, the morrow would be the 16th, or whether you take it from, within that 7-day period, you've got to have a Sabbath, and normal weekly Sabbath, and whether you take it as the morrow after the weekly Sabbath, which would make it the first day of the week during that week, whatever it fell on. And from what I read, the Pharisees and the Sadducees were divided on that. So I think it was the Sadducees that said morrow after the weekly Sabbath, and the Pharisees said the 16th. So here we go again. So somebody had to have a final say. I mean, they couldn't be celebrating all different days. And I can only conclude that the Sadducees, being the ones in charge of the temple services and so forth, were the ones that were, in other words, it certainly would. Because the morrow after the weekly Sabbath would put you having the first fruits on the day that Christ resurrected. So, all kinds of interesting questions. Never end the question. Okay. And we are right at the end of chapter 3, according to my marker. Okay, you're up next, and which verse was it? Do you remember? Did we finish 24, really?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, I think we finished 23, maybe.
I think we finished 23.
We finished 23, yeah. Okay.
I just did 24.
I mean, 2 or 3.
I'll be happy if I'll do 25 too.
Which one?
No, I know we didn't do 24 because that's the one.
Yeah, I did that. I know that. I got that written down.
Okay. Okay, that's right.
You did 24.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think we're graduated.
Yeah, we're not
in chapter 3 yet. Oh, I see. We're in 224. Well, how come I got. Okay, I know what I did. I know what I did. I just put my marker on the wrong page. Mystery solved. Yeah, I didn't think we'd gotten that far through. We hadn't gotten the fall or anything. Yeah, 225, okay. So 224 we did. They should become one flesh. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah, I don't know how I did that. All I know how I did it. Yeah, Eric did the last one.
Yeah.
And so, Tony, you want to do 25 or you want to pass? Surprise. Surprise, surprise. Okay, Price, go ahead. Verse 25. Chapter 2.
Yeah. Why
yet? Yeah, what are you?
What are you? Shani Hem Arubi Adam Wa Isto Ulo Yetabosh It There's no balcony on the
gate. It's Bosh.
Or it says, yeah. Bosh Shashu.
Yeah, Yit Bosh Shashu. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I know it's in my heart as well, but. Yes, and it was when they were.
And they were.
Taken, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, okay.
They were.
Shenehem is be. They translated both here. They were both naked. Oh. It's got a suffix on it. It's the two. Yeah, two of them is kind of the idea, I think.
Two. Okay.
They were the two of them naked.
Okay, they were both naked.
Mm-hmm.
And. Aromim, I can't figure that one out.
Okay, Aromim is naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were both naked.
Oh, I see what happened. You were looking at the other word as the word for naked. Okay. Yeah, they were both naked.
The man, Adam, or the man, and his wife.
Yes.
They were not,
gotta
be ashamed.
Yes, and they were not ashamed. Okay, they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed.
What's the
root verb there? It might be a hithpael. It looks like yithpashut. Yeah, it looks like a hithpael. Yeah, try it. Might check that. That might be interesting. See.
That was bosh.
Could be bosh. Yeah, bosh. Well, and then this is bashash. It looks like it. I can't remember. Bosh was a hollow one, though. And this looks like it's a geminate.
Yeah.
Hithpael geminate. I guess, but we shall find out. I wish we had a parsing guide for this. It'd make it so handy. The Greek, you know, I can just follow the parsing guide and grab those verb forms right away, but of course in Greek it's not as difficult as in Hebrew anyway. Somebody will have to make one for us someday. Okay.
Hithpael.
Maybe the second sheen comes from the fact that it's hithpael.
Hithpael, future, third person.
And what do they give for the root?
Bosh.
They give it bosh, okay. Okay, so Peter was right there. So it's just a hithpael of bosh, and so they were, it's got the either a reflexive idea or a middle idea. They were both ashamed of themselves, kind of.
Shame.
So it's got the idea of being ashamed of themselves.
Yeah. Pretty strong idea.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, chapter 3, verse 1. Doug.
Wuhan Nachash. Aron, Nicole, Adam, Ashadia, Asher, Asa, Yawa, Rohim, Bayo, Aron.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's happened sometimes. You usually see Wyomer at the beginning of a sentence, too. Crafty or cunning. Subtle is what the King James says. But crafty, I think, is the best.
Yeah, explain about all the living things.
Mm-hmm. It's off-key, kind of goes together, and it's, I think you had it in the vocab. But and there's a question here, so you want to say, is it so? Something like that. Is it the case, or is it thus? Is it so?
Okay,
is it so that?
Is it so that God said, don't eat from all the
Yeah, so is it so that God has said, you shall not, it sounds like a quotation, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? So it's kind of quoting what God said. Is it so that God has said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? Okay.
That's very interesting.
Well, in this context, you might, since it's a question, you might say, is it so that God had said? Is it so that God had said? King James has "hath God said," but it's a little bit weaker. Is it so that God had said? Okay, you checking something, John?
Well, yeah. You see, you've got talking about Adam and Eve, and they were Arumim.
Oh, yeah.
The snake being Arum.
Yeah, there's a relationship between that word.
Same word.
Yeah.
It's just that one's a masculine plural adjective and the other's masculine singular. It's the exact same word. But the derivative of it is, hey, wait a minute. But apparently the idea is to be cunning or subtle, but to make bare. In other words, to if you're cunning or subtle, then you uncover your
own. Right. You're uncovering
so
something.
So that concept of naked.
Digging out information.
Stripped.
Yeah, making somebody naked.
But that's really interesting to see that word used just so close to the beginning.
Oh, yeah, right.
I wonder if there isn't another connotation to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they were crafty.
In other words, they were crafty. They were cunning and smart, but smarter than all of them.
Something to consider. There's the dogation, the mame, for Arumim there too, which makes me wonder a little bit.
The very either without.
With or without, okay.
Yeah, they have both, yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be the same root. Okay, there's another tantalizing
very interesting
point.
Yeah,
right. Okay, verse 2, Peter.
Vahomer Aisha el Anachash, Nitari Ed Pagan Nahel. And the woman said to the snake, from the fruit of the tree of the garden, we may eat.
Okay. Right, from the fruit of the tree of the garden, we may eat. And then your contrast comes in the next verse. Okay, any questions there? It's not a complete sentence really yet. But yeah, we may eat. Yeah, it's an imperfect form. Nochel from achal.
Oh, yeah.
And first person plural. Don't see those too often. Okay, any other questions? John, verse 3.
Umapari ha'et asher betok hagan amar elokim lo tokaru memenu ulo tegu bo pen temu tun.
Yeah, temu tun. It's one of those paragogic nuns, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably will contrast here, but from the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God said, we shall not eat from it.
You shall not eat of it.
You shall not eat from it.
It's a second person plural. Perfect. So it's quoting God, and then God said, you shall not eat of it.
And
means to touch.
Okay. Naga.
I'm not sure. It could very well be. We have the dog H there. It's probably Naga. You might check it.
And you shall not touch it.
Mm-hmm.
It also.
Okay. Good. Ten, you probably want to translate lest here.
Lest.
Unless, you know, you should not touch it lest you die.
So then this would be die. Lest you shall. Lest you should die.
Mm-hmm. Again, it's an imperfect, and we've got the.
Looking for tamam in there, you know.
Oh yeah, right. No, that tau is just the.
Well, I thought we had an ending though.
Oh yeah.
Had an object ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tumutu, and of course the nun is just a paragogic nun.
Yeah. The kabooch. Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm wondering about is the form of it. See, moose is the form, and it may just be a shortened form here in the imperfect. Might check the, I don't know if anybody's got Gedge, I mean Landon with you. Check the paradigm real quick. See if that's a common thing of the paradigm, or if this is a pool or something else. I suspect that it's probably just a shortened form of the Shurek for the imperfect. So you probably want to check the chapter on hollow verbs and check. I don't know if they put a paradigm down for muth or not. Some of those just had partial paradigms, so you might have a hard time. Or you can just check it there in the analytical, maybe break it down real quick for us. Okay. That solves it. Yeah. That solves it then. The Shurek was there and it's just defective form. You go down to a kibbutz. Just like the Cholam Wow, sometimes just goes to a Cholam and the defective. Okay. So we're just dealing with an imperfect form then. It's not any of the derived verbs. Okay. Good. After a while, you get pretty good at guessing what they ought to be, but you, sometimes if you're having to guess, you should still check it before you preach on it. Okay. That brings us to verse... Was that verse 3? Okay, verse 4. And who's next? Eric?
Oh.
You're in verse 5. Okay, verse 4.
Vayomer Han Nachash El Ha'isha Lomo.
Mm-hmm.
And the serpent said for the woman, not I am the woman.
Okay, just blatant contradiction. It says you will not surely die. Okay, not dying you shall die. Okay, and notice he's added the intensification here, because she only said, lest you die, to muthun. He says, lo muth to muthun. Not, you shall not surely die. And he may, you know, knowing how crafty he is, he may be saying, in effect, you know, if it ever came back to him, he says, well, I said, you know, I only told you, you would not surely die. God just said, you will not die. But, you know, I said, you will not surely die, meaning, but what I meant is, you're going to die, but not physically or something like that. You know, just the craftiness of this is kind of interesting there. So it's like he's almost saying you will not surely die. You might die, but you will not surely die. You know? It seems to be making a little bit of a split in the sense of it. Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Verse 5. Any other questions there? Okay, verse 5, do you want to take that, Tony?
Sure.
Okay.
He, Yedea, Elohim, he, Beyon, Akalakem, Memenu, Wanifkahu.
Yeah, Wanifkahu. Mm-hmm. And this Tachu. Okay.
In a Kim, what a Yukam.
Yeah, it's we. Well, yeah, you got. With. Well, you'd have to stop the syllable there. So it'd be with ye them. With ye them. That's a good one. With ye them. Yeah, Kelohim. Kelohim. It's just Elohim with a good. With the suffix, with the preposition kaf on it. Okay. Here's a good example of the way you use ki. The first key is you'll translate because, and the second key you should translate that, because it's introducing the direct object of the previous sentence. In other words, it's introducing a grammatical element that functions as very much like hoti in Greek. Same thing happens there. Hoti sometimes is translated because, and sometimes it's that. But here, for Yahweh knows that, and it's the key is introducing the thing that he knows. So it's just a matter of. Of course, to a Hebrew, it probably wouldn't make any difference, but to us, it does. For Yahweh knows that. Okay.
Well, I'm going to translate it in a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You eat. From it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, but I'll pass theirs. No, it's too open. So. Oh no, this is a different verb, yeah. It's not pasak, but pakach. Okay, but apparently they're translating it open also. So, and it's passive, it's nifal. So, in the day that you eat of it, your eyes shall be opened. Okay, you shall be as Elohim, knowing good and evil. Okay, an imperfect form for you shall be, and then don't see that very often either, masculine plural. I mean, second person plural. You shall be as God, knowing good and evil. Okay, John, comment? Yes, it'd be the infinitive construct in construct with the other two. So you might say to know good and evil, or the knowing of.
Participle.
Let's see. I can't read my vowel points here. Let me take a look over here. Okay, yodei. Yeah. That is participle. So it's a participle, plural participle.
Yeah, plural.
With the in construct. So, well, that's really interesting. So your plural participle, is you almost have to substantivize it here because it's in construct. So it'd be knowings of good and evil. You know, I mean, having knowings of good and evil is kind of the idea. That's really interesting. Never would have guessed that. That may have some implication. Well, it could have some very interesting implications.
No, that's right.
Okay. You know, it's either that, or you could make it that you could be knowing ones. In other words, knowing ones of good and evil. In other words, you shall be as God. And then, in effect, you shall be knowing ones of good and evil. I think that probably would be the best sense. In other words, he's claiming what they're going to be. It's the other side of an equative verbal construction. And you'd have to take the participle. The normal participle would be a knowing one. And then plural would be knowing one.
In opposition or phrase
yeah.
In opposition to Kedoshim.
Right. Yeah, you shall be as God, knowing one's of good and evil. And then you may be, you, in fact, yeah, if you were to diagram that, well, the as God could be just a prepositional phrase modifying you shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And you shall be knowing ones of good and evil. You should, in other words, the sentence structure would be you shall be knowing ones of good and evil as God is. And maybe make the as God an adverbial modifier of the be.
You got an equated verb though,
you're
virtually the same.
Yeah, it is. It is. The bottom line is still the same.
You will be knowing ones, but that knowing ones is you will be as God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's as God and it's all kind of equated.
And the as God, of course, makes an equation too. I mean, it's an obvious simile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think,
well, there, I hadn't thought about that, but it's a possibility. It should be as gods, knowing ones of good and evil. Yeah, it's a possibility that they're thinking that, you know, gods are ones that know good and evil. So, but the concept, you know, it grammatically, it's certainly not, yeah, grammatically, it's certainly not demanded by this.
It doesn't even make sense.
Because it's you, plural.
They know that there's more than one God. But there's
I know. That's the problem with the whole thing, is introducing the concept of gods when it hasn't been introduced in the scripture to this point, and relating to something that, you know, doesn't have any bearing, you know, because we're talking about creation. We're talking about the very beginnings of things.
All they know is God and certain
things. Yeah, right. So I think that...
Yeah.
You know, it should be translated God without any question. But in trying to decide why the King James translated it that way, they might have looked at the fact that that participle is plural, although that in itself shouldn't be a... You see, because the participle is plural because he's talking to you. There's two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be as God. And, you know, you see, the same construction could be true whether God is singular or plural. You should be as God. You should be as God. It wouldn't make any difference. Yeah.
Point on pronunciation. Is this
a kol kem
or is it
a kol kem? Let me check now.
Last word in the first line of the sentence. Ki yodei elokim.
Oh, okay. A kol kem. Well, I would say a kol kem just because of the fact that it's a closed syllable. And, There can be some debate about this. You know, the convention that Lambden adopts, you know, is a certain way, and that's the point. Because it's also the verb form, though, you know, that's what makes me question it a little bit. Sometimes with these verb forms, when they close the syllable afterwards, like that, there might be a debate about it. But according to the convention that Lambden uses, it would be akol kem. Okay. Any other questions? That brings us to what, verse 6? Okay, verse 6, who's next? Price.
Wa tere kavisha ki to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the woman saw that the tree was good for eating.
Okay.
And also,
it means to be pleasant. That it was pleasant.
It was pleasant to.
Pleasant it was, maybe, you know. Pleasant it was to the eyes.
Pleasant it was to the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The dual entity.
Yes, right. Eyes is dual. Parts of the body that are generally dual.
And good. The tree was good.
Mm-hmm. Good or desirable.
Make one wise, I guess?
Yeah, to make one wise, to cause. To be wise. Mm-hmm.
Wise.
If you feel infinitive there. Okay, good to make one wise. To make wise, I suppose you could just say you won't supply one there.
And she took some fruit of it and ate. And she took also to her husband with her.
Yeah, gave to her husband. That's from Nathan.
Okay.
She gave to her husband.
That's with her.
Isn't it? With her, yeah. Yama.
And he ate.
And he ate, right.
He was right there all along.
Okay. Yeah, it's very possible. He says that he was with her. Okay. Maybe part of the reason why he's not so guiltless. All right. Wanted to make a comment on the verb there, and she took. Watikak. What's the root form of that verb, you recall? Lakak, yeah. It's the one lama that thinks it's a one nun, but it acts like a one nun. That's why the lama drops out and you get the digation, the cough there. Okay? Verse 7, then, unless there's any other questions here.
Yeah.
John.
What was the ta'awa?
Oh, ta'awa. Okay. They give, and it was pleasant. That it was pleasant. And it's interesting construction because you got the it following.
Yeah.
And pleasant it was is what you almost have to do as far as the word order. And that pleasant it was. Kind of putting the emphasis on pleasant, I think. Putting the word order that way gives you an emphasis on it. Now, you'd have to check that to see if it's a participle or if it's from a verb form. Ta'awa is the form they've got there.
Mm-hmm.
Just a noun, huh? Okay. Okay. Do they give a root verb from which it was derived?
Yeah, call it some cube, and in Arabic they call it cube, and there's the bend in say, turn aside. The PO is the desire long for, give sale to the end of the world. Secondary meaning is to take for the world.
Okay. Okay, so if you consider it a noun, then you have to consider an equative verb in there. It was pleasant. Pleasant it was. Okay. We'd normally think of that as an adjective, a predicate adjective. It was pleasant. But you might consider, you know, if you said if it was a thing of pleasure or something like that, then you'd make it a noun. Okay. Verse 7 then. Doug. Yeah, what take pax na? Wayet Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Waya Asu. Okay. Hagoro. Hagoro. Mm-hmm. All right, translation? This is a Nifal imperfect second person. No, third person. Let's see. Yeah, third person feminine. Yeah, the eyes of both of them were opened. Mm-hmm. That would be a Nifal imperfect third person masculine feminine singular, one with eyes. Yeah. That's why the ending.
Okay, eyes both of them were opened. And then you look at
the verb to sow. They sowed. And this noun is leaves. The leaf of the fig tree, I guess, is what they literally. Looks like a singular, though. It must be a collective noun. So they translate leaves. Leaves of the fig tree. Sowed leaves of the fig tree. The verb is wa'asu, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. Te'ana is fig tree.
Oh.
And so what you have is a construct here, or ale, ale te'ane, te'ana, ale te'ana, leaves of a fig tree.
Okay, and they put themselves.
Mm hmm. Girdles, they say here, girdles or loincloths or something. I don't know what you would say. They just say girdles here.
Bind
about
bird.
To bird, yeah, gird bind about. So that's probably a pretty good literal translation. Okay, verse 8, unless there's questions on verse 7. Pretty straightforward. Okay, verse 8. Peter.
Vayishmu et kol Yahweh Elohim mit harek bagin bagan l'ruach hayom vayit habe adam ur yishto mepede Yahweh Elohim mito yit bagan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim. Mithalik.
Mm-hmm.
Is that tau? Is it like a hithalel? But
yeah.
You got a name from a participle.
Right. Hithalel participle. Exactly what it is.
Walking.
Now they give it, yeah, walking up and down, they say here, or walking back and forth or something. It's got the idea of a kind of a resumptive thing, you know, where he's not just walking from one point to another point, but seems kind of walking back and forth or kind of back on itself.
Yeah, pacing.
Pacing, yeah. Pacing in the garden, yeah. Okay. So it is interesting because I think King James just says walking in the garden. I don't know. Maybe it does, but he's got the idea of walking back and forth or up and down or something. He's walking around in the garden could perhaps be the translation. Okay.
Okay, in the garden, for the spirit of the day.
Yeah, to the spirit of the day or something of that nature. That's what it literally is. Ruach. This is the place where they translate the breeze, the cool of the day, the breeze of the day. In other words, the. But that spirit of the day is kind of interesting.
Okay, but
right.
So he hid himself.
Right, exactly.
Hid himself.
Well, it's actually plural. They hid themselves. Let's see. Chave. Okay, it may just be singular. The verb form looks singular. Yeah, so that's what they're doing. The man hid himself and his wife. That's what they did. Okay.
From the face of Yahweh Elohim in the midst of the tree of the garden.
Okay. Good. Any questions there? Okay, we've got some couple of hithpile verb forms there. You don't see them very often. Hithpile participles, always fun to run across. Okay, verse 9, John.
Vayikra Yahweh Elohim El Hadam Vayomer Lo Ayyaka.
Okay.
And Yahweh Elohim called toward Adam and said to him, Ayyaka.
Yeah, okay. Remember Ayyay?
Yeah.
Where? Ayyay, and then it's just got a suffix on it. So, where are you? Ayyaka, where are you? And the hey on the end is a little unusual.
Yeah.
You know, usually you have that final kaf with a commas, you know, for that second person masculine singular. So I'm not sure exactly what we have here, if it's just a paragogic hey or whether it's something else. That's what I would guess. There's nothing else to call it paragogic, you know. So where are you? He said to him, where are you? So Yahweh God called.
Ayyay had a hey at the end.
Yeah, it did have a hey at the end, yeah. So it may take a different form when you get the suffixes on it, too. It must have some change, you know. You got the hey, you drop the hey off and put the suffix on. Well, the only thing we had is something like sadeh for field, and then when you put the suffixes on it, there should be something in the back of land in one of the charts that covers that. A noun that ends in, it's probably similar to the other nouns that end in seri hey. And I can't remember what they happened to them. It seems like they either dropped the hey or something. You know, typically either the hey changes to tau before suffixes for most of those feminine ones. But for these ones like sadeh and so forth, those are the ones you expect the unusual thing. So I'm not sure exactly what happens here, whether we can really call this a noun or whether it's just a peculiarity all by itself. But apparently that's what it is. It means, where are you? Okay. Anything? All of those are dropping the hay before the. Okay, that's what he calls this one here at paragogic hay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Verse 9 then, verse 10. And who's next? Eric. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Vayomer et kolecha shamati gan va yisa ki yirom anochi va echa ve.
Mm-hmm. Va echa ve. Mm-hmm.
And he said,
yeah, your voice.
And he said, your voice, we heard, I heard.
I heard. Mm-hmm.
And I was afraid.
Right, exactly. Got robbed,
naked I was.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hid myself, that's it. Yeah, that's what they give here. I hit myself. Give it a reflexive idea. I'm not sure why it's not a hith pile. I think there may be the hith heel or something is to hide oneself. Okay. I'm not sure if it's a hith heel or if it's a peel or what. Might be worth looking that up just to check. Let's see, where was the verb? What verse did we have that verb before? They hid themselves. Okay, yeah, just above there. Yeah, they had a, yeah, and they had a hit file up above for it. Yitzchaveh. Yeah. Yeah, really, you know, if you hide, you're hiding yourself. I'm curious to see what form this is, though, whether it's a PL or just a call. It says call not used, huh? So this must be either PL or... Because it's not a hit file. Okay. Yeah, you can let us know when you find something there. Okay, verse 11, and who, Tony.
Vayahar means Higid.
Higid.
Iron. Ahar. Amin. Eight.
Well, Tewitika. Tewitika, that's a good one. Levilti. Levilti. It's your negative for commandant. Yeah, Akalta. Okay.
Me
means who? Who? It's a question word. Remember, you know, he said who? Higiv is a verb we had a while ago. It means to tell. So who told you? Okay, that should give you the key to it then, maybe.
And who told you?
Okay, I would translate. Yeah, I would translate that key as that again here. Who told you that naked you were? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have another question here beginning with this interrogative, hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's just your interrogative. So we've got a break in sentences here, in effect. And so, amen. Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, no, that doesn't work in Hebrew. The word order is a little different than our word order in English question.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I commanded you or told you or something. It looks like from Sawa to command.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it a hit feel from that? Got to hear it yelled in there. It might not be, though. It's a three hey. Okay, it's a three hey. That's the reason. Okay, so I commanded, from the tree, of the tree which I commanded you, levilti means not, it's a negation, when you're using an infinitive, and then the problem is, the reason it's scrambled is because the verbs are at the end, and it's have you eaten, the have you eaten is the last word. So what he's saying is, of the tree which I have told you not to eat from it, have you eaten? Okay. I could see that that's what the problem was. So I figured, save you some agony, you know, just get to it right away. So, or have you eaten from the tree?
My call is kind of taking kind of an offense. What's the actual form of that?
Let's see. I can't read the vowel points here. I'll still check. Find it over. Okay, echal. That should be either the infinitive construct or the infinitive absolute of this thing. is your lability, is your negation for the infinitive.
Oh, okay.
So I would guess an infinitive construct. I would have to check it. Some of those, you know, I'll call is a real irregular verb.
Yeah.
It's one of those that kind of takes piece, bits and pieces of different paradigms. So I'm sure we're safe on that. Yeah, it just means not, and it's but it's used. We had it. I think we just might have had bilti, maybe in the thing, and then with the preposition lama, the bilti. I think they might have given it to you in this book. I remember the book I had before. We just learned it as lability. Okay. This is a PL, three hey PL, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is that for the colon? That's the infinitive absolute?
Oh, yeah, so that might be.
This might be a defective form of it. Or, well, it's shortened all the way to Kamaskal too, so that would be too short.
Wait a minute. Okay, infinitive construct. Okay, yeah, they do show a form, that's right. The way they show the Kamaskal is with a Kamaskal circle.
Oh, okay.
So that is apparently a variant form of the infinitive construct.
Okay.
It should be akol.
Okay, should be pronounced akol then.
Yeah.
And it's an infinitive construct. Okay, that makes sense. Because with the lability, you need some kind of infinitive there. Okay, that solves that one. Verse 12. We've got enough time to get one more in, I think. Who's up next? Is that right?
Vayomer, Adam, Adisha, Asher, Nata, Ta, Samadhi, Na, Na, we, then, Hatse, Wa, Okeo. This is the question. There you go.
Yes.
And Adam said, the woman that you gave to me, she gave to me from the tree, and I guess that's I ate.
And I ate, right.
Yeah.
He's passing the buck, right? And the very emphatic he, she, meaning she there. Notice you got the wow there, the older form, instead of the yol that you normally see.
This word is
means with me. You remember imanu? It's a similar im with, and then you've got, this is another form of the suffix for me. Probably an alternate form. I don't know if we were given that or not. Or it may be standing with me. That's a possibility. You better check that. Woman that you gave standing with me. Seems like I remember dealing with that and that thing before. Of course, that would have the same kind of meaning, but here's the woman that you gave here standing with me. So second bell, but if you can check that, it'd be interesting. Okay, it is. Okay. The woman that you gave standing with me.
Yeah.
Is that normal? Is that a PL form or is it?
Oh, this is a negation, I'm sorry.
It's got a negation in the name.
Amuzei, defective for Amuzei, which is from the same source.
Okay, and that might be a passive form. In other words, the intransitive form, the idea of standing instead of standing somebody someplace.
Which,
same basic kind of meaning, but.
So what is this? How is that not
which you gave her, I guess it would be because you get the suffix on it. So the woman which you gave her, and that would be the resumptive pronoun idea.
Oh, okay.
That hey would be the suffix, you know, third person feminine.
You gave her standing what? How would you?
Oh, wait a minute now. Okay, nothing. No, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You gave her.
The woman which you gave her. Okay, I was right the first time. It's a resumptive pronoun idea. And Yeah, it can't be anything else. Okay, and then to be with me. Now, see, it was just perfect. It could be not son.
No, yeah.
Oh, for you gave, though. It's for you gave. Okay. Yeah, nasat. Nasat. And, do you have the suffix? I think it, yeah, that's the question. I can't remember if it had the mapik in it or not for that suffix. Well, it's either the feminine, or he would have to take it as a paragogic K or something. I would guess it's just a feminine suffix. Okay, we'll stop there. Try to find get my marker in the right place this time. Yes. Well, at least you can see what the complications are now, because you know you have most of the knowledge of the simple stuff. It's the hard stuff that we're slowing down for. And that's
post-continental unstressed text comment
with no upbeat. Okay, that's probably what it is then. Yeah. That would make it the presumptive idea. It would be a lot easier to remember a lot of the forms if there weren't so many different ones that were so much alike.
Yeah. And if you didn't have these little flirtatious noons and hays attach themselves wherever.
I haven't tried to look it up that much, but I've never seen a good discussion of the paragogic pain or none, other than just in quick statements about just for sound value and that type of thing. It's probably all that's really involved.
At least it's only limited to noons and hays.
Yeah.
Every letter could be paragogic.
I'm trying to think there might be names in that category too, that's for sure. Usually the final name of the third sentence.